Are you dating anyone? If only the person asking was the most perfect person you'd ever met, Mr. Right, in your book. Instead, it's your family with their continuing pestering with that question. And now your friends are even asking. The latest occurrence was accepting an invitation to attend a friend's wedding. The friend called you asking if you were bringing a date. You said, "It hadn't crossed my mind." The friend replied, "But what are you going to do if you catch my bouquet when I toss it?" You quickly changed the subject after that comment. Ah, the dreaded question that every single person encounters at some point. When are you getting married? And it always comes after the first question of, are you dating anyone? Such inquiries can induce both frustration and amusement, depending on your perspective. And you sometimes wonder, am I among the few who have stopped to wonder why friends and family are so eager to know when I'll tie the knot? From training with the Stoicists, you know there are cultural and societal factors influencing the question. Marriage has long been considered a significant milestone in many cultures around the world. It symbolizes commitment, stability, and the continuation of family values. In traditional societies, getting married and starting a family are seen as essential steps in adulthood. Therefore, it's no surprise that family members, who often hold these traditional beliefs dear, are curious about when you'll take the plunge. Then there are society norms which also play a significant role in the curiosity surrounding marriage. Media, movies, and popular culture often romanticize the idea of finding the one and living happily ever after. These portrayals create a sense of expectation and anticipation, fueling the curiosity of family members who want to witness and celebrate this perceived milestone in your life. Moreover, weddings themselves have become grand affairs, with elaborate ceremonies, extravagant celebrations, and social recognition, which your family cherishes greatly. This cultural emphasis on weddings further amplifies the curiosity surrounding marriage. Family members may be genuinely interested in participating in these joyous occasions, creating a desire to know when your turn will come. So, the pressure begins for you to conform to traditional and societal expectations. And how do you navigate the "Are you dating anyone?" and the "When are you getting married?" questions? From your training with the Stoicists, you've also learned how to manage expectations regarding your personal life. When these questions arise, you take a moment to assess your own feelings and comfort level at that moment. If you're willing to engage, then you help them understand that your happiness and fulfillment do not solely depend on marriage. You educate them about your goals, aspirations, and the various ways you find joy and purpose in life as you serve Jesus. By broadening their perspective, you believe you can help them appreciate and support your individual choices. However, if you prefer to keep your personal life private, then it's perfectly acceptable to politely deflect or change the topic. You know how to respond with grace and tact. You politely acknowledge the question and redirect the conversation to a different topic. For example, you may say, "I appreciate your curiosity, but I'm currently focused on my spiritual life, career, passions, travel. Let's talk about something else exciting happening in our lives." But what if the audience gets a little aggressive? Well, you've also been trained how to handle that behavior. You communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively, ensuring that your loved ones understand and must respect your wishes. You let them know that while you appreciate their concern, you keep certain aspects of your personal life private. And if the audience doesn't act humane after your pronouncement, you know where the exit door is located and will excuse yourself and leave quietly. Sometimes a person must set strict boundaries with particular people. In the end, you know that even though curiosity from family and friends can stem from genuine love and concern, such can also create pressure and anxiety as you navigate your own path in life. Your happiness and fulfillment are not solely dependent on marriage. Instead, you embrace your individual choices as you serve God, celebrate love in all its forms, and prioritize your well-being above societal expectations. So, whether you choose to tie the knot or embrace singlehood, your journey as a Christian is unique and worthy of celebration. Remember, your happiness lies in your own hands. Now, using my Stoic storytelling method. My friends and family always ask me if I'm dating someone. Why is that? You don't develop courage by being happy in your relationships every day. You develop it by surviving difficulty times and challenging adversity. Epicurus. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Book of Proverbs. I will decide how I feel at the moment when I'm asked this question. I realize my happiness lies in my own hands, and I will keep certain aspects of my personal life private. The character trait I improved was protecting myself from others who attempt to derail my life journey. Thank you for sharing your mind with me. For your continued success, hear my secret. When they ask if you're dating anyone, remind them it's your life as you fulfill the mission given you by God's Son. Now relax, control your mind, and be as you wish to seem, empowered. Remember, it's the situation keeping my connection with Him. I'm Lori Stith, the Stoicist, your Christian life coach, and I believe in you. If you like what you mentally now see, join my website to learn and think like me at stoicmatchmaker.com.